أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سماعون للكذب أكالون للسحت. As mentioned, we are busy with these ayat with regard to the Bani Israel, and especially the capital crimes they had committed and the capital punishment that is ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Allah tabarak ta'ala explains some evil qualities of this Bani Israel, and it is for us to take lesson from there. The first is sama'una lil kadhib, jasusi karne wale jhoot bolne ke liye. They come to the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but with no sincerity whatsoever. They come there, and they just, their habit is to listen to lies. And they listen to the lies of the elders, which they know that it is lies also. And then they come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to listen, to hear what Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, and report back to their people. That is the sin of spying. They come in, spy. They are only spies. In this is all the whole propaganda machinery which is enforced today, whether it is in newspapers, on the phone, etc. All propaganda. This is their very quality. And this is what they are doing presently. Whether it is the Middle East conditions, what are happening, all that also, it is all, there's a lot of propaganda that is made. So this is their evil quality, and Muslims are warned. Therefore, Allah put it in the Quran Sharif that we don't make the same mistakes and the same sin. And also that we don't respect and honor them in this evil of theirs. The next evil quality Allah speaks of, akaluna lisuht, or bari haram khane wale. And they are those who eat great haram. That is what they consume. And particular reference here, according to great ulama, is to interest. That is the whole interest machinery, and all the banks that operate, they bank on interest. The whole thing is on interest. Everything of theirs works on interest. So, and in the hadith, innumerable hadith, absolutely authentic hadith, the interest and has been made totally haram. For the person who takes interest, it is also haram. For the person who gives interest, it is also haram. Any person who witnesses a haram transaction, interest transaction, curses of Allah upon him also. And those who write that contract, curses of Allah upon them also. So this is another evil quality. And today, the economy of the world is based on this interest. Wherever, whether they are building these roads for the countries, freeways and highways, but all that is based on a loan which they have to take from the World Bank, and all that is based on interest. All the infrastructure, everything are on loans, and it is on interest. So much so that unfortunately how many of us also get involved in buying a house, in buying a car, whether it is on HP, higher purchase, whichever way, but involvement of interest is there also. So this is another evil quality of theirs. They thrive on interest. Hazrat Maulana Saeed Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, when we was ever asked any question about Islamic banks and about Islamic finance, he would say, don't eat subject. Because all banking, the bottom line is it is on interest. Whether they change the name and call it dividends and they call it profits, but basically it is the same interest which is referred to. And they are again banking with the other banks. And all those banks just depend on interest. So that is another very evil quality of theirs. And they thrive and they live on this interest. Everything of theirs is just on interest. So much so, if you can pay your house off, for example, before the time if you have the money, but they will charge you a penalty for the interest that you have not paying to them. So in everything, so this is another an Islamic economy last and lasted and it was practical for so many centuries until unfortunately the West have gained the overpowered us, and their economy, their justice system, their parliament system, everything we have adopted today. Whereas Islam had the most superior, and its reign and people, even non-Muslims, benefited from the Islamic government and the Islamic emirate. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, at least we can make du'as. If we don't have any power in our hands to change anything, du'as we can make, and that also we should consider ourselves, how are we making du'as at all for an Islamic system to come alive? And what effort are we making? Or are we just blindly assisting this economic system of the West, which is all based on interest? We should see where we stand also in this matter. May Allah guide us to righteousness and save us from all haram and forgive us for all our transgressions and all our wrongs. وَأَخِذُ دَوَانَهُ